written in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere.
That was William Vitalis with his wonderful song, Open My Heart to the World. My name is Elizabeth Joyce, and this program is called Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open and grow towards a universal, united, loving, kind, forgiving planet. We are entering into a new decade, the terrible 20s. Some of us think that we're living in a difficult time, and some of us think that we're living in an easy time. We are living in a place where light is coming forth. It's a new light. It's called the double helix, and it streams to us from the center of the galaxy. At times on Let's Find Out, I offer a teaching program. I teach subjects that are hopefully on a higher level, for we live on a time when darkness is coming forth. And we live in a time when learning is cherished, but we also live in a time when ignorance is cherished. What's going on, we say. A lot of our beliefs, a lot of our precious thoughts, a lot of our training has been thrown out the window. And new ideas are coming forth. And our training is laughed at. And we are told we're old fogies. And we wonder, what in the world is happening? There is a battle going on between technology and the human mind, and I'm concerned that the human mind is losing this battle at this time. But it will always win out. The heart will always be there. Integrity, thoughtfulness, kindness, love, and mercy will always be available to us. Change is upon us. The times are changing, and it's time to change. Instead of asking for an easy life, we can argue that it is time to do the hard things in life. And as we go into the 2020s, I'm sure that will be upon many of us. The greatest efforts in human history have been made through hard times. Meanwhile, many of the worst things in our human history are people seeking to have easy lives at the expense of others. Look at the human trafficking. Look at the crime that is happening every day. If we look at history, we will see that our greatest accomplishments and the greatest changes in human life have come through very difficult choices. It's never easy. It's not a punishment to have to do hard things. It's a challenge. Can you figure this out? Can you bring something new into your world? And how are you going to do that? Will you do that through meditation? Will you do that with connecting to the higher forces? Will you do that with using this beautiful energy, the double helix that's coming in from the center of the galaxy? Why is this energy coming forth? And why was it predicted for years and eons before this opening occurred? Not to keep the old. Not to keep the older ways of life where people were looked down upon, used, punished, put in slavery, but to create new and challenging and uplifting and higher ways of living. Why don't you try this? Try setting your life goal on something that's hard to do. Even if it takes a while, go for it. Do something for others and don't do something just for yourself, because helping only yourself is easy. It's called self-centeredness. But look for something very worthwhile, not to make your own life easy, but also to help others. Let's Find Out has found that the only thing stopping one from accomplishing is not doing it. The only thing stopping kindness is not doing it. The only thing stopping being patient with another is not doing it. The only thing stopping forgiveness is not doing it. The only thing stopping mercy is not doing it. And the only thing stopping your learning and growing is not doing it. And the only thing stopping love one another as I love you is not doing it. Doing a hard and difficult task has brought us here today to the program of Let's Find Out. Doing the difficult task has already brought us to what we've accomplished up till now. Well, was doing that hard worthwhile? Was it worthwhile to do what you did to get where you are today? It's often the very worthwhile thing to do and can bring in the greatest riches into all of our lives. Finally, we have another challenge, and we have a prayer beyond prayer. What we present to the world and what we present to us is love. We are here to love and to serve. As we bring people into our lives, if we realize that we brought them into our lives through our subconscious energy, then we know that everyone in our life, whether they're angry or not angry, came through us and came to us through karma, through the rule of what you put out, you get back. Sometimes we have unpleasant experiences, and that comes from our fear, as we are being taught how to overcome fear. And sometimes we have wonderful experiences, and that comes from our love. Do something difficult. Don't say you're not strong enough. Don't say you can't do it. Say, I can do it, and I will do it, and it is so. I can do it, I will do it, and it is so. Because I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome to Let's Find Out. And now it's time for tonight's program on bbsradio.com. So, let's find out. Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I can hardly believe that we're in the middle of September already. We are on the brink of closing an era. The full moon in Pisces that happened on Friday, the 13th, has sealed a portal. The universe is going to match the energy that you put out this summer. And if that energy was not completed, it's time to begin to complete it. We have had a very powerful year. We often feel that September and October represent a time of settling back into routine after the summer. Maybe there's some truth to that. But there are many major aspects and astrological happenings as the summer turns into autumn, so it's sure to be a busy time. Autumn arrives on September 23rd, next week. Venus, the planet of love and relationship, is especially active during these 2 months of September and October. And what feels like romantic potential in September may become a partnership decision in October. In every area of life, we feel the impending meeting of Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. And that is going to finally come back together. They will conjunct in the middle of January 2020. This has been a very fast-paced summer. And we are realizing now that many of us have been placed on a totally new road. And we may not be able to adjust to things as easily as we'd like, because it's been so shocking. I'm going to say that it's been good, but there has been a powerful change of direction. There's also been a lucky time during this summer, and everything seems to be moving along and perhaps exciting, but it is always moving along as it should. This is a time to consider what needs to be done before the new year and a new decade opens. There is a strong work-oriented vibe throughout the first half of September, with some very productive energy available. And as we approach the second part of September, the energy is building and it's heading towards the full moon that we just experienced. The Sun connects with Jupiter and Neptune in the days before the full moon, suggesting that our egos may be a little bit inflated. but the Pisces full moon has helped us to see our connection to spirit, if we take the time to look. And you know that I always suggest that we have morning meditation and nightly review. The morning meditation is when you welcome the energy of the day through your crown chakra. Thank spirit and God for being with you. Feel the love of the universe and ask that that follow you throughout the day. Nightly review is when you think about your day. Did it go well? Was there a problem that needed to be handled? How did you handle it? Nightly review is a time when you make the decision of balance. Do you need to apologize to anyone? Was the day completed with peace? Did everything work out as it should? If so, thank spirit. Bless the people you choose to bless. Send your healing. And then you can retire for the night. Many will find that they're on a new path and it will begin to get stronger. You will find you are supported by others. And you will find that the support is very comforting and very fair. There could have been some failed relationships, continued stress, but don't accept the drama and pain, for if you stay where you are, hang on, and refuse to move ahead as your inner is directing you to, you will be stuck in that energy for the next 12 years. We are ending a cycle. In April, the galactic energy was triggered, and you got a snip of what's coming in 2020. Are you following the rules and making room for your new life? It's been awakened and it's sending you the appropriate energy to bring in balance. You are now entering an area of great help and great love. All can come back to you because you've gone back to yourself. It has worked. You have created a loving bond and acceptance with yourself. And this new energy will meet your standards. Keep moving along, even though you have fear and doubt of how it's all going to work out. And trust the universe. You will learn that people will not tolerate being hidden or secret or thrown away anymore. If you embrace the love, you will be supported. We are creating order, rule, courage, fairness. And it will meet victory. On October 4th, Pluto goes direct in Capricorn. It will create a massive upheaval, which is going to catch everyone off guard. This is a time when you will see the love that you have created, and you will know if you are stuck or you are on a new timeline. What happened that was significant around April 11th or 12th of 2019. This is when the galactic center made its energy known to you. Your thoughts could have been, I'm going to love myself, hold myself accountable, and not allow any abuse. I am starting a new beginning. I'm not in prison anymore. I know that people of the past will try to come back. But I am embraced in a great love of kindness, support from the universe. I will make a move into a new timeline with love and abundance. And the cycle completes on November 19th, 2019. So I really want you to understand that it is time to open up to the universe, to rejuvenate yourself, and set yourself on a success drive to come into what is known as the terrible 20s, the healing 30s, and the rejuvenating 40s. So we have some years of stress ahead that you are preparing yourself to go through smoothly. We all have to accept the changes of energy and manage to work through it. And foreknown is forewarned. It is at this time, on November 19th, that you will know if what you chose was right for you, if what you chose is good. And then as we go into January, we are going to have a trigger from the center of the galaxy, a whisper on the breeze, and then it will re-trigger. There will be upheaval, restriction. People will be put in jail. There will be massive karma. Many will receive 10 times the karma that they put out, for good or for ill. But here are your keywords: commitment, loyalty, diligence, hard work, no handouts, save your money, go with integrity, and always be rational. And here are the negative traits that are being released. Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't keep up with the Joneses. And don't be more worried about your own reputation or happiness. Just go along with what's around you. Do not go back to the old, and do not try to fix it. Know when to leave, and never, never give up on yourself. I'm bringing these messages to Let's Find Out because we have to find out, and we are going through this dark period as well as a light period, and how you act and receive the energies now is what you will set up for yourself next year. For what you decide between the 19th of September and the 19th of November will set your timeline. So prepare yourself. And I'm telling you that if you stay in integrity and follow your heart, follow your inner directions from your daily meditations, you will be rewarded. It may seem that Halloween comes a bit early this year because Pluto stations and goes direct on October 3rd, and the days around a Pluto station have an intensity that can be challenging to handle. Patience will be low, frustration is there, and it's often internalized. Find productive ways to channel your energy. I'm trying to give you dates where you'll feel a little bit overwhelmed. As the first week of October draws to a close, we have an interesting mix of progressive and conservative energy, brilliant ideas, and an abundance of caution. On the 7th, Mercury opposes Uranus while the Sun squares Saturn. We could push too hard or hesitate to say what we think or feel. Choose your messages carefully. Let's Find Out always records my shows, and this will be in the archives. You can re-listen to these dates and prepare yourself. The second week in October sees the energy building towards the full moon in Aries on October 13th. This powerful and somewhat volatile full moon is a close square to Pluto, while Venus is opposite Uranus at the same time. Oh my! There are many possible manifestations of this configuration. But you can expect that any area of life that has been tense, especially relationships, is likely to find a release point now. So you could pack up and leave, you could end a relationship, or you could change a relationship from just a friendship to an engagement or a wedding, depending on what's going on in your life. As the Sun sextiles Jupiter, have faith and courage to make changes that you know are necessary. Don't be too abrupt and definitive. Just cross the bridge and think very carefully before you burn it. As October comes to an end, we get easier and more productive cosmic weather. It would be good to do some repair work and perhaps some bridge building. October ends as Mercury retrogrades, and Mercury is retrograde through most of November. You can communicate with greater ease, perhaps get a sense of direction and motivation, but it's only after a peak energy and you clean out some of your thinking processes and change them into a positive vibration, and that's when you can be the most constructive. Well, we've all heard it. One of the keys to success is having the drive to succeed. And if we observe highly successful people, one of the qualities they invariably have is an unwavering drive, ferocious passion, and what we have called in the past fire in the belly. That's when life happens. We have moments of inspiration and we're excited and we're on fire and we're going for it. I know that happened in my life in April. And we need to keep that essence alive during this time. We find ourselves getting by, surviving, subordinating our dreams and goals to make sure that we can cover the rent and all of those bills that come in every month. What happened to that excitement and motivation we felt? It's like a good movie where you can't quite remember the plot, but you vaguely recall how great it made you feel at the time you were watching it. This kind of sporadic euphoria is not the stuff of successful people. When you look at people who are successful, you will find that they are not the people who are motivated, but have a consistency to their motivation. So you need to let go of fear and doubt and be constant. When you find yourself thinking, I won't make it, there's not enough money coming in, I can't do it, change those thoughts to, I'm making it, I'm reaching the outcome with ease and comfort. You will be very surprised at what happens to your outer world when you do that. So how do you remain consistent in your drive towards success and abundance? You have to identify with your authentic purpose and create some powerful goals. Know who you are, know what you are, and know what you can do. I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. People are not lazy. They simply have goals that can't really manifest, goals that do not inspire them in the heart. If you haven't discovered your purpose in life or what inspires you, the odds are that you won't wake up each morning feeling invigorated and jazzed. And if you need some help with that, you can always order a karmic reading from me. I do karma readings. I tell you about your past lives, what you were good at, and what you would be good at in this lifetime. It might be helpful to connect to your purpose and your goals in your daily to-do list. Instead, try arranging your to-do list by asking, what can I do today to support my purpose and goals? With all the other tasks I have to do, how does the activity support my purpose? Focusing on your goals and purpose may be an odd shift for you. It may feel a little uncomfortable. But by doing so, you're going to find enthusiasm and that you'll be eager to accomplish your to-do list rather than feel burdened by them. When you feel burdened by them, your energy drops. Okay, set yourself on fire. Don't just wait for inspiration or focused desire to show up. Find and practice natural ways to succeed in whatever you need. Activities such as reading inspirational quotes or visualizing your goals. Dr. Deepak Chopra teaches to visualize your goal and to visualize your success in that goal. And he also adds, don't worry about how you're going to get there. Just keep visualizing the end result. And that's what sets the magic in the energies. Because what we think, we create. Our thoughts, our actions, our outcome. Thinking, talking, action is how this energy works. Create a hot button and anchor yourself in that energy. The purpose of anchoring is to achieve a positive result within you, whatever you're feeling, whatever you want. If you're feeling blah, you can use an anchor to feel instantly energized, alert, and alive. The starting point of achievement always is your desire. I will do this. I am going to do this. This is going to work out. And you will be shocked at how the universe will come along and help you. So you are on a journey into your awakening. And you want to be fully present in the world without taking on its suffering. Most of us agree that the world is at a point of environmental, humanitarian, political, interpersonal, and spiritual distress. Many of us have been exploring ways to unload this stress, to nurture our health, and to develop techniques to be able to maintain our equilibrium and positive state of mind. More and more of us have a sense that bringing peace and healing into the world will begin with peace within us. Hey, but how do we do that? The question always seems to boil down to, where do I go? What approach will give me the most lasting result? Amidst all of this chaos, all of this craziness that we're experiencing at this time, how can we be fully present and participating in the world without taking on the suffering of the world? And many people do take on the suffering of the world, and believe it or not, that can sabotage you. Many people go on spiritual retreats over the summer and try to replenish their spiritual juices. And then when they return home, they have a hard time with their everyday life. But now, as we use these new energies that are flowing into us, our everyday life can be heightened with a sense of awareness and gratitude. We are beginning to make breakthroughs in living and answering to the question, how can we be fully present? Recently, the international body has been brought to us. The international and the universal body is now in full swing of preparing and aiding humans to rise up to a higher vibration on a continual basis. These teachers use both ancient and modern teachings, and they bring some mystical processes into it that will transform the consciousness. And when it transforms the consciousness, you raise your vibration and you walk in what's called the flow. And the flow brings you abundance, and the flow brings you friendships, the flow brings you balance, and the flow brings you an inner spiritual security. This is worth the effort. Use practical tools, discover the nature of the inner struggle, and receive activations that allow us to embody our highest potential by staying in the present. Just stay in the present. I'm worried about the news. I'm worried about my children. I'm worried about my job, but I'm in the present. I'm making dinner right now, and that's what I'm doing. I'm making dinner. All is well in my world. Then you have a shift in consciousness as you do these tools. You're experiencing deeper wisdom and divine presence. They are coming alive and stabilizing you from within. And this is how you find true fulfillment. Then you need to anchor in your inner peace, deepening your awareness and witnessing the releases, the obsolete stories, barriers, and defense mechanisms, while bringing in continuous stillness, calmness, and clarity. So you're trading your negative tendencies for positive ones. And, you know, it's funny. It doesn't really feel strange. It feels normal to do that. I don't need to worry about that anymore because I am safe, I am secure, and I'm with spirit. Always work on your meditations for your awakening. Experience the full power of grace as the layers of suffocating patterns and mindsets disappear. Ego identities are gone. Unwind the resistance and release the experiences that you've had in the past, and then you will see who you truly are. And of course, if you're going into the flow, you are experiencing inner calmness, you're observing your inner emptiness as well as joy, you're feeling calm, and you're accepting everything that's happening, a silent mind, and a loss of need to attract status or stress from others. Everybody is unique, and your efforts are cumulative, because as you do this, others are doing it too, and the pattern of our living is changing. We're not going to be worried. We're not going to say shoulda, woulda, coulda, if. We're going to say it's wonderful. It's a great day. I have an opportunity in this day to work with spirit and to grow and to walk my path with light. That's when you're going to find true happiness and inner peace. Take the time to dream. You want to dream. You want to see success in your life. Think about the things you desire. Think about the things that bring you joy. Make lists. Let yourself dream big. Work with your short-term goals as well. Clarify your vision. Once you have some idea, start to narrow things down. Which option brings you the most joy? Many times I talk to people and ask them what they want, and they'll say, I don't know. I don't know. You have to know. You cannot go forward without knowing. You can go forward with trusting that clarity will come. But which option brings you the most joy? What can you be working on now? Commit to working towards your feelings by writing them down and telling somebody else that you trust about what you want to do. Create a vision board with images that keep your dreams in your consciousness. Then create your inner map. With your newfound pathway, you're ready to map out what you'll need to reach your destination. It's amazing on how, when you are focused, you can see your path clearly. Write down the steps you plan to take, the milestones, and a timeline. Share your map with your friends, and that strengthens your commitment as well. Take action. It's time to start beginning to plan your life. Choose which actions that you can take right now to begin making progress towards the goals that you've set. Supposing you want to write a book. So many of my friends say, oh, I wish I could write a book. Well, sit down and begin to write. You don't write a whole book. You write chapters or stories at a time, and then you put it together in an organized way. That's how a book manifests. And these are steps that you know you should be working on at each stage of your journey. Each goal will have different steps, of course. Just take an action. And then have fun. Have fun with what you're doing. Enjoy the steps along the way. Remember your sense of excitement and anticipation when you first got the idea of your vision? Your journey should be joyous. Take time to celebrate each milestone along the way. Feeling good empowers you to keep moving forward and to achieve your vision. What is your vision? Whatever it is, be happy to talk about it. Whatever it is, be happy to share it. Whatever it is, send me an email. I'm at elizabeth_joyce.16@aol.com. Send me an email and tell me what you plan to do. Your body is moving under a new energy. It's time to take actions and to think about the many lessons that you have learned over the summer. If you need to finish up any loose ends that may be lingering from this energy, do so. I know there's enough to deal with in present time, but you need to start thinking about the shifts that you want to make as we approach 2020. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. And now it's time to listen to these messages, and I will be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of September 16th through September 22nd, 2019. This week, as we approach the fall equinox, there is a powerful change of direction, a lucky trine, along with two squares to keep this week moving along and exciting. The moon is in Aries on Sunday and Monday. Try something new and get your body moving under this physical energy. The Aries energy is always fiery, so take a step forward. On Wednesday morning, Saturn ends his retrograde cycle that started last April. This is the end of that cycle, and I'm sure that there will be a few things that you need to settle in your mind before continuing on. It's time to sit and do some strong meditation so that you can be guided towards what steps to take towards your future. This is the second of three shifts between August and early October that are a part of the triple Capricorn alignment for next year. It's a sign to take action on the many lessons that you have learned during this retrograde period. You need to finish up any loose ends that may be lingering from this energy. Although there's enough to deal with in this present time, it's a good time to start thinking about the shifts you want to make in 2020. It's time to leave the past behind and use the disciplined energies that Saturn offers to move forward into the future. On Thursday morning, September 19th, aggressive Mars makes a harmonious trine to the underworld Pluto. This energy makes you feel as if you could conquer the world. You can push forward in a powerful way, so make use of this unique energy. Be strong and focused, but do not act obsessive or rude. Be simple and transparent in your actions, and avoid any hidden agendas. This is the only time these planets favor each other this year. The moon moves into talkative Gemini on Friday and Saturday, supporting social situations and short, quick projects. However, there are some clouds in the air on Saturday. Optimistic Jupiter and psychic Neptune have been in a mildly challenging chance for most of this year, and that ends on Saturday with a square off for the last time. This final fantasy energy brings to an end the cycle of positive actions mixed with illusions that have permeated 2019 since the spring equinox. One part of you has been feeling called into a new and expansive way to live your life, and another part has felt dazed and confused on what that even means, much less what it would look like when both parts are in balance. Don't worry. Clarity will come as these two planets start moving away from each other and from their challenging relationship in the weeks ahead. You may come down with the blues on Sunday, September 22nd, along with a negative outlook as you look at stark reality. Don't worry. This condition will only last a few days, and it's the last time this energy is around this year. So rest up and prepare for the beauty of October and the approaching holiday season. There's a lot ahead and a lot of activity as we approach November and December. The rest of the year's energy will point you and direct you towards what you need to do, see, and take action on in 2020. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers. And it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea, was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. The Chakras in Your Body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your 7 body chakras. There are 2 tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the Chakras in Your Body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Shulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect gift for any birthday, holiday, or special day. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you.
With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com.
Station 1.
If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night
at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial
888-627-6008.
Again, that's
888-627-6008.
In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
If it's magic, then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines, like the poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells, like the time that always tells. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. Oh, if it's special, then with it why aren't we as careful? Making sure we dress in style, posing pictures with a smile, keeping danger from a child. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you without a bite and quenches every thirst. So if it's magic, why can't we make it everlasting? Like the lifetime of the sun, it will leave no heart undone, for there's enough for every one. Oh, 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 oh.
This is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome back to Let's Find Out. And that was If It's Magic by Stevie Wonder. Where do these wonderful musicians and artists pull this energy from? It holds you up with every breath and quenches every thirst. And there's enough for everyone. I do love that song. And now we're getting back to the lessons that I teach in my intensives, my spiritual intensives, Embracing Spiritual Frontiers. I will be conducting another weekend of Embracing Spiritual Frontiers intensives, the first week in October in Austin, Texas. If you'd care to attend and learn about how to realign yourself and strengthen your spiritual body through the 20s, then just let me know. All the information is on my website, www.new-visions.com. And now back to our lesson. We were talking about using meditation and visualization to create your future, to create your reality. And some people say, I don't believe a word of it. That can't happen. Life just happens to us. Well, hello. You are the one who changes your human form. You are the one who selected your human form. You selected it before you were born, as well as your parents, and all that would happen to you to give you the experience of spiritual growth and expansion. The human mind is expanding now in this new millennium, and therefore we are able to create more than ever before. Affirmations and setting conditions bring you the ideas, and the ideas that you gather from the mind of Spirit and God, you can make into a form. When you are working to create in your non-physical form, the focus of your intention is crucial for creation and manifestation. Be clear about how you want your abundance, your life, and your friends, and your loved ones to be and react and take form in your life. Remember, true abundance comes from the heart. You do not need things to have abundance. As we continue over the next few months to experience a powerful transformation and a great shift in the worldwide consciousness, what guidance can we trust? Our own guidance with our inner spirit. As we connect to the divine, there are answers to all your questions. And many of the answers you seek, you will hear on this show, Let's Find Out, as well as many other wonderful programs on bbsradio.com. And there are real bonuses in the content of shows on BBS Radio, as well as Let's Find Out. There are real answers. People are happy, joyous, loving, and they are continuing every day to be that way. We have a new consciousness in waste material. We have a new consciousness with our pets. We have a new consciousness with our children and our loved ones as we work with our soul imprint. Your soul imprint for this lifetime carries in it your DNA, and your DNA carries in it all of the history of every lifetime you have ever lived. You can heal it, and you can do it magically, and you can do it without much pain. And when you do, your life will transform into the joy and wonderment that you have been longing to experience. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, my guest is the wonderful, worldwide renowned astrologer, Mark Dodich. He hasn't been with us since March, so we have a lot to talk about with the coming fall equinox and winter solstice and all the activity, action, and excitement that we will be experiencing in October and November. So be sure to tune in to Let's Find Out next week. And now it's time for our meditation, beginning with the song Water, written by William Vitalis. This song is a song I've decided to play at the end of our show until we reach New Year's Day. The meditation is enhancing our senses, And of course, we'll finish with Richard Schulman and the proper music at this time, Alignment. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Water. It's known by many names. The Muslim call it God. The Hindu call it Pani. The Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world, nothing like water, dear sister water, so humble and pure. I would cry too if I was a cloud. If I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away the wars over the world, if I could fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey or God.
This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our meditation. Tonight our meditation is igniting your soul or reconnecting with your blessed higher self. I invite you to simply relax and to be in the connection of your divine presence. When you do, you can remember that this moment, this life experience, is an expression of your mastery. Therefore, how could it be any better than it is? Take a deep breath and relax as the smile of the universe and all that is within it arises naturally to call you from the perception of anything that is less than that. Allow yourself to relax and connect with your beingness and to reclaim the illuminated mastery of your blessed higher self. Be ready to express and illuminate as the mind relaxes and the heart of illumination begins to open in that beautiful gold amber light. When the heart center opens and connects with the 10th chakra, the new heart center, the birth of true illumination and mastery anchors into form as you connect with who you truly are and are shown through the divine what your mission is and what you're to do next. Some people travel the path of denial. They deny the senses to discover their own mastery. But that's just one journey. As a master in form, by loving all of the senses rather than seeking to deny and destroy them, your divine nature, your true self, will anchor in unconditional love. All challenges during your experience of form are active practices of mastery. This is your destiny. This is your yoga. This is your self-ascension. To remember the truth of your divine nature as a part of the journey of your form and your soul acting through and walking through this lifetime. It's time for the moment of mastery ignition through the expansion of your senses. Relax. Take a deep breath. Breathe into the senses of appreciation and harness their gifts while discovering your mastery within them. Let's talk more and explore more our soul traveling through the senses. The sense of touch. To touch offers a feeling. Touch your skin. Touch your cheek as you receive this gift of inner connection. Take a deep breath. Touch your hands. Put them together and notice how you feel. Do you feel your skin? Do you feel your pulsing energy? Are you focused on a lump or a bump? Are you focused on dry or soft or rough? Or are you focused on experiencing the touch? Allow yourself to focus on touching. As you reach out your hand, are you the child seeking to experience touch? Or are you closed to touch? What is it that you truly want to touch? What is it that you have allowed yourself to touch? Now, gently bring your hands to your heart center and touch your heart center. You may want to close your eyes and feel the touch. And as you close your eyes, allow it to ignite another sense. In this moment, experience touch. Touch the divine heart energy as the energy from the 10th chakra flows down in the amber light into the 4th chakra, your heart center. Take a deep breath
feel. The next sense is to feel. This is beyond emotional feeling. It is the experience of touch that ignites the feeling. It is why we begin with touch. When you are cradled as a newborn, you experience touch. You experience energy. You feel as you ignite your feelings. Having experienced the touch of the soul, you ignite feelings that are outside of the density and emotional overlays. To honestly feel is to learn how to touch, and to lovingly touch is to ignite your honest feelings. When a baby cries and a stranger picks up the baby, it continues to cry. When a baby cries and the mother picks up the baby, it quiets down and snuggles into the softness of her arms. Once you ignite your feelings, you begin to see. It is through this experience that you remember, honor, and joyfully understand that vision has nothing to do with your physical eyes. To see is another sense. What is the sense of vision that allows us to see? Many of you are already aware that when you close your eyes, your greatest vision arises. As you begin with the touch of the soul and to ignite the greater depth of feelings, the freedom of true visions comes forth through your third eye. It is the limitless recognition and experience of reclaiming your mastery as one of the many gifts of your life experiences. It can take you into other realms. It can take you into other parts of the earth. It can help you with remote viewing. And it can help you to understand the heart of others around you. Then you begin to hear. This is another feeling, another sense. And this gift comes as your mastery opens and blooms. Hearing connects us with the infinite hum of the universe, with that wonderful vibration that travels through your heart. The energy of hearing sustains your divine illumination, and hearing can call forth your greatest wisdom, because when your hearing opens, you can listen to your blessed higher self's messages, and you can call in your angels and your guides and listen to them as well. The next sense is taste. When you're on the edge of your mastery, then you taste the sweet breath of the world that you are co-creating. Relax, take a deep breath, and receive the taste of the breath. Receive the nectar of the gods. Just one taste, taste and see, and dwell in me. Once you have tasted the breath, the recognition of that taste is fulfillment of nourishment, and it re-enters the soul as divine spaciousness ignites and you grow. You once more discover the eternal master that you are and have always been, and you are invited to ignite yourself again. It is said that the Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree for 6 months without food or water. He was tasting. He was living on the nectar of the gods. That invisible food that dwells within all of us that is so nourishing, something that we must have to continue our path of light, love, centeredness, balance, and fulfillment. Let's remember how the senses are a gift and they ignite you. And let's consider all this for a moment, because we're going to begin to stir the senses, putting them all together. Touch, feeling, seeing, hearing, and taste. In your world, touch is usually feared. There is appropriate touch and inappropriate touch. How do I touch? Who do I touch? What do I touch? And when? As you touch, there can be judgment. Was that touch okay? Should I have touched you at all? What did that touch do? What feelings came forward from that touch? Can you see the difference? It is this discernment that ignites your mastery and expands beingness and releases that which seeks to prevent expanded recognition of your divine. The mind of density, which wants to be in control, relaxes as you claim your mastery of all of the senses. When using your vision, it's controlled by the brain, and you usually see with judgment. I see this as good. I see this as not good. This I see is beautiful, and this I see is not so beautiful. When you taste without recognition of the fragrance of the breath, then you taste for taste's sake. You seek more and more taste to cover the taste of harmony. The fragrance and taste of the breath illuminate the physical body, and the enlightened physical form enjoys the taste of physical lightness. When judgment enters this experience, the senses become your judge. When the senses become your judge, the soul sits patiently waiting for you to allow it to touch you again. We are touched soul to soul through other people. When we are touched by another person's soul, there is no separateness. There is no you and me. There is only us. Are you ready to touch your soul? Can you touch your soul? When you touch your soul, you free yourself from judgment of the senses that bind you. This special touch invites you to ignite, and through the energy of your heart, the wisdom keeper of your universal mastery appears. And that's when you can sit and feel and taste and listen and hear. You are here on earth now because you are practicing mastery. With that sentence, you are being told that you are already a master. You are in the mastery school, and now you are in your expression of mastery. How do your senses experience this as a part of your gift? Take a deep breath and feel your cellular recognition as you are touching yourself or another. Celebrate your senses as you touch your soul energy from within. Feel this energy between yourself and others. See with the clarity of the universe. Hear the hum of universal life through you, and the taste of the breath and the taste of the nectar. When you feel as if you are experiencing chaos, consider how you experience it. Are you navigating chaos through the senses of the soul or the senses of density? Your world experience is conspiring to lift you into the energy of an ascended presence as you restore your sense of the soul. You now have the opportunity to practice this often if you choose. Take a deep breath. Within the recognition of the energy of the soul and of the senses, you are invited to step into your mastery without a doubt. Here, you will discover the world that has been waiting, the world that has never left you, and the world that has always been. True ascension, a new energy of light and love, with no judgment, no recrimination, only the beauty of sharing oneness and wholeness. Breathe, breathe, and with you, feel everyone else breathe at the same time. Breathe as you touch, breathe as you feel, breathe as you see, breathe as you hear, and taste the nectar, taste the breath. This is glorious and profound, and you are truly in touch with yourself, you are in touch with others, and you have released all judgments. Celebrate that. Celebrate the removal of fear, the removal of doubt, as you walk your path to the glory and beauty of the light of freedom, the light of balance, and the light of wholeness. Take a deep breath. Meld into the sounds of Ardas. Prayer beyond prayer, as you are clear of any and all reservations and hesitations. Thank you.